get inside the section of Ruach HaKodesh again. That's Perek Chavav. I have to share this. Yesterday there was a piece on one of these places from Reb Michal Saratskin about Reb Meir Simcha. So I listened to it. It was 40 minutes. I very rarely have patience. What? I watched it, 45 minutes.
You watched it?
Yeah. What? So he said a story that, unreal. I like the story I'm going to say here. That Reb Meir Simcha used to learn with somebody 10 minutes before the davening, every day. The big Lamdan used to learn 10 minutes before the davening. And at the same time that they used to talk and learning in front of the show, there was somebody giving a shiur in the back of the show. One day, somebody came over to Reb Meir Simcha and asked him a shaila during those 10 minutes. Reb Meir Simcha stopped talking and learning with the person and answered the shaila. The other person, the big Lamdan, listened in to the shiur. And the person there made a blatant error. Also a big Lamdan, a Tamachachim giving his share. He missed the Gemara. So the guy at the front, the Lamdan at the front, went over and said, how can you say that to the Farish of Gemara Fakert? And he said, the Meir Simcha heard, he walked over and he said, somebody that doesn't know Ben Yamin or Lismailai, don't listen to his questions. So the person, a whole davening, he was stared. The Meir Simcha said on him, this is the person he talks to learning every day. He's 80 a day, being a mean old smiley. He doesn't know but he's right and left hand. So after davening, the person walked over to Meir Simcha and he said, what do you mean, 80 a day, being mean? What did you mean? He says, the Mefarish Gemara might cut. Gemara says, the sum derech arena b'yesha l'kem. I'll take you b'sam, ela b'sham. But the Gemara's story, there was a Talmud that used to ask his Rebbe a question in every shir. However, when there was a gathering, but there was a big crowd, he didn't ask any questions because he didn't want to mevaza his Rebbe. So his Rebbe said on him, Visham Derech, he thinks what's right, I ran the Be'eshel Lekim. So you switch from a sin to a shin to teach the lesson that don't always ask questions. He said, you went and asked a question in front of this shir, and you were slugging him up and you were 100% right, there's no answer. But what you did is, in front of his own shir, you showed him that you know he's not a tamachacham. You don't know the difference between the sum and the sham. And therefore, I said, don't listen to the arayz ani yaday ben yamina l'smayla. Sorry for Rabbi Simcha, today's the art site. Okay. The site of Tana Rabbanan. Mishameisu chag yitzchai, perik chavav. Mishameisu chag yitzchai yamalachi. When they died, nistalka ruch ha-kadosh mi-yisrael. That was the end of Nevuah. Tzarachiyin. Because the Gemara uses the term Ruach HaKodesh. And so the Matina become a Mekaymas Eitah Tanoim. Chayilim Ruach HaKodesh. Ayin Erevin. The Madnu Shekivim Rebbe Gamliel Baruch HaKodesh. It's a story over there. Ruach Gamliel walking on the street. And he met this Arab and he knew his name. He said, Bagdoi, whatever his name was. He knew him by name as if he said, yes, you ever knew him? He said, no. That means how did he know his name? Baruch HaKodesh. Over the Garm. Savar Rebbe Kiva Baruch HaKodesh. Over there it's talking about that somebody came to ask a Bekiva a question, and he saw Baruch HaKodesh. Ayin Shem Baran, Abir Yashal Mishuas, Tzavar B'Shem Michoi Baruch HaKodesh, Shunas Nesham, Tzavar Baruch HaKodesh, Abir Yashal Mishaita, Tzavar Amei Baruch HaKodesh, Shem Sanhedrin, Shmua Kot Lam B'Shas B'Turas, like Min Nevuah. He said as if Nevuah, he predicted what was going to happen, Ba'im B'Tais Menachas, Shleish Adbar Megir Rabbeinu Kleinim as B'Shas B'Turas, Kimi Pi HaNevuah, Tyson says, Kimi Pi HaNevuah. We heard with our ears, we saw with our eyes. Yechidei Zgula, first special people. They reached the Madrega by Megidim Masidus, they used to say the future. There were some people that have wives that were never revealed in our previous generations. You do him kamedvar magrom abin rachavetzchayim tatzal from the rachavetzchayim. V'ayid har begedaylem mashal amru dvarim b'lishi adam em klal. They said things without knowing about it. V'akol niskayim. My yeshiva told me the rachavetzchayim used to speak shalashudas by his window, and people used to gather in front of his window to hear what the rachavetzchayim had to say. And the rachavetzchayim said that he asked somebody once by shalashudas. I don't know if my yeshiva was there or he heard it from somebody that was there. How many people got killed in the First World War? So they told him the number of people that got killed in the First World War. And Rav Chavetz Chaim said, this is kinderspiel, this is child's play to what's coming. That's what the Chavetz Chaim said. So people had Ruach HaKodesh. The Chavetz Chaim had Ruach HaKodesh. They said things without knowing. We saw many things. And the Chaim HaKadosh says the same thing. The Ma'asham, he doesn't say it in Ruach HaKadosh, he says it in Ashras HaShkina. The Ma'asham of the Gemara in the Stalk of Ruach HaKadosh Mi'Yisrael, HaKavana Nebuah Mamish, means Nebuah was taken away. Then it's not like a Chiyav Eliyok, Ma'asham HaNabi Yachwin, Zichru Tairis Ma'asham, Hinei Nefru Shalayach Chomet Eliyok, HaNabi Lefnei Boyeh Ma'asham, right, this is the end of Navi. Malachi says Hashem will send us Eliyahu HaNavi, meaning Ma'atar Bayhei Nevuah. He's saying from now on there's no Nevuah. Rak B'Tayre Timtza Kayel. Zichru Tayrez Meisha. Learn the Tayre, because no more Nevuah. And Nevuah Leitach says Yav Eliyahu Lefne Mashiach. Hashem Chazal, like Chazal said, Amnam Gam Baruch HaKadosh HaKadosh Yesh Kama Madregas. There are many Madregas. Yesh HaKocham Argif Be'emes Kishodum Min HaShemayim. Sometimes the Chacham is aware that he's being informed in HaShemayim, like Kach V'Kach. The Marshal, Mayri Varebi, Hazanish Batef Muna Batakum Saipeg Bay, the Zelda Shai Night. Yes, Oid Mimidus Abatakan, Kal Batek Shai Ruach Hakaitis, Maslavi Ima Ruach Oiz Hamavasrai, strength that predicts. Gamnam Yazreel Hashem, Hashem will help him. My Shama David Amelchal Vashalom, we'll stop right over there. Fine. Yanki, can I trouble you for my water? Okay, we're going to start Perik Shishi. Okay, so we learned in the Mishnah before, or two Mishnahs before, really, that women have two simanim. They have a siman where in their private area of Shteitzaris. By the way, it's a machlokes rishonim. If Shteitzaris have to be in the private area, or it can be in any area that children, that young people don't have hair, and adults have hair, it's a machlokes rishonim. Some rishonim learn it can be anywhere, that a child doesn't have hair, like underarms. But other Rishonim learn, no, it has to be by some Machlokes Rishonim. And that's called Siman HaTachton, because it usually refers to, or at least normally refers to hair in the private area. And then there is a Siman HaElyon, the Mishnah talked about, the development of breasts. And the Mishnah talked about three stages of breasts, Paga, Baichol, Tzamol, and that showed Katnus, Narus, and Bagrus. So the Mishnah says, Godless, Narus, meaning a girl turns a Nara, which means he's now considered a Gdaila, a complete adult in Halacha, except for Kedushin and things like that, or for her father's rights. But as far as herself, she's a Gdaila. So if the Shtei Saras develop, which are called Siman HaTachton, I'm sorry? No, that's a 12. We passed in Taichasman Lachasman. That was a machlokes we had. We'll still mention it later on. But Pashtas, it's 12 and Shtei Saras. Actually, Bo Elyon, before the breasts develop, Eicholetus Hamisyabemus. Meaning, there is no. The Simina Elyon means is not Ma'akev. A girl does not need Simina Elyon to become a Nara. What counts is Simina Tachtein. That's what counts. Shtei Saras. Make her a Gdaila. Breast, development of breasts might be an indicator, but it has nothing to do with making her a Gdaila. Let me explain again. For a woman to become a Gdaila the way we paskin, she has to be 12 years old, meaning have finished 12 years, and have Shteis Haaretz that developed after she turned 12, or the day if she turned 12. That makes a woman a Gdaila. It happens to be that the Rebbe Yisrael made another physical sign, development of breasts. But that's not a sign of godless. It's a sign that she probably has hair. The Gemara is going to talk exactly what it tells us. But the bottom line is, that doesn't create anything. That doesn't change halacha. So all we care about is Siman HaTachton. That's what we care about. What if the breast developed and there was no two hairs? Ava Bishi Efshar. Now the Mishnah says the language, that is impossible to happen. But Remeir says that would not be enough to make your Gdaila. The Gemara is going to say, if it's impossible, why are we talking about it? Right? The Gemara is going to ask that question. The Mishnah says the language, it's impossible, but still, it doesn't mean anything. So if it doesn't develop, then what do you mean impossible? That's what the Gemara is going to say. No. The Siman HaElyon is a sign of godless. And the Gemara is going to explain what is Rameir saying and what is Rabbanan saying. Because remember, there's an E-Epsher thrown in this Mishnah. It's impossible. Beisha Amru, and now the Gemara explains, the Mishnah explains it again. To Epsher L'tachtil L'Abach L'Bon L'Oyon, it is possible for a woman to have Shnei Saris without developing breasts. But if she has breasts, that means she had Shnei Saris. So that's the shot in the Chachamim. The Mishnah clearly states what the Chachamim hold. A woman that develops breasts to the stage of Beichel, whatever that stage was in the Mishnah on Daf, Mem Zayin and Aleph, whatever that stage is, it's indicative that she had Shnei Saris. And even if we look for it, we don't find it. She had it. There's no way that breast can develop unless she has Shnei Saris. That's what the Rabbanan say. And therefore, it is a sign. Let me explain. It's not what makes her a Gdailah. It's an indicator that she had what she needed to become a Gdailah. The breasts don't create godless. Shnei Saris create godless. The breasts are an indicator that she had Shnei Saris. That's what the Rabbanan hold. Rashi, Bas Simon Atachtin Shnei Saris Simon Naris. That is a Simon of Naris. He'oyoin is Beichel. That's the shear the Mishnah mentions of the Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. That's called like a little bit of, it's like when a fruit grows a little bit, it's called Beichel. So the breasts are growing a little bit. Akalatis Gedailahi. Chasarai Simon Muvik. That is a clear sign. Balayan Samchinon. And this is what we rely on. And come in the first time, the Gemara will explain the reason. Apishi Evshe, Pachin, the Gemara will leba. He said, it happened, so, but you tell me it's impossible. Must be that she had Shnei Saris, El Shinasru, they fell out. Frank the Gemara. The Mishnah said that Simon Elion happened before the Tachtan. And then you tell me it's impossible, so why'd you tell me it happened? Dr. Gemara, Baller, Mayor, Abishlai, Yevshel, Rabbanon. The mayor says it's possible, and Rabbanan say it's impossible. So the Mishnah says, is if it happened, the mayor says it can happen. But Rabbanan say it's Yevsha. So the Rabbanan will say she automatically must have had Shnei Saris. But the mayor doesn't hold that way. Therefore, the mayor says, what do you do with Bo Elyon actually Bo Atachtan? According to the mayor, that is a reality. She can have Elyon without Atachtan. If that's a reality, so then what's the halacha? And the answer is, it's nothing. She's not a Gedailah. Rabbanan. There's noise out there in Moonland. And if it happens, it's a raya that there must have been Shnei Saris. That means it didn't happen. It can't happen. So when the Mishnah says, Abishi Efsher, the Mishnah is saying, even though the Rabbanah says it's impossible, Rameir says it is possible, and therefore he deals with the Shaila. Where the Rabbanah would never deal with the Shaila because it's not a Shaila. Dr. Rashi, Bala Rameir, the Kivan Dama Rameir Lechalatis Diktanahi, says like Halatzis, McLeod is here, lay Epshel Elyon Lava Kaitim Natachta. That means he holds it is possible. Frank de Gemara, the Listni, Baha Elyon Rameir Emeloy Chavetzis, Avimis Avemis, Bechavomim Oye Chalatzis, Avimis Avemis. Why do we have to write the words out, Pishi Epshel? Leave it out. Just say, Baha Elyon Hatzim Baha Tachta. Rameir says it means nothing, and Rabbanan says it means, and I'll understand from the Rabbanan, that the reason it means something is because he must have had Shnei Saris. Why did the Mishnah have to throw in the words Ava Pishi Yavsha? Right. And I would know the Mishum, the Yavshahu, because it's impossible. I would figure Rab Shat and Rabbanan. If they say that Bo Elyon is good enough, that means they're saying that Bo Elyon means she had Shnei Saris.
Why are we concerned that they might learn that the press might be the Mubak?
What?
How do you know that they clearly hold that the press are not the Simon Mubak?
Who's Rabbanon?
Right.
Well, you don't need that. If the breasts are a rye that she had Shnei Saris, that's good enough. So the breasts are a Simon.
But if you don't say Chiyafshar, we won't know that you're relying only on the Cyrus.
Again, it makes no difference.
But then you, okay.
It makes no, okay. If every girl that has breasts has Shnei Saris, so for all practical purposes, the breasts are enough.
Well, I'm telling you two things by this, because...
What do you gain by finding out the second thing? First part of the mission says Shnei Saris makes your Gdaila. The second part of the mission says, if we would leave out Yevshir, that breast makes your Gdaila. What difference does it make? No. And for the Gemara, no. It does make it. Again, there's no practical
Nafkamina. I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
But there is a...
Yeah, that's what he was pointing out. I understand that. I got it.
The question would be, although the Gemara seems to deal with it shortly, is there is such a thing as alopecia.
We decided that we would shelve alopecia. We said that. I don't know the answer to the question. I told you that, I think, at least five times. And I'll say it number six. Alopecia is a question that I have no answer for.
That's fine. I will still pose this question, which is, if we have dealt with alopecia in men, the male-to-female ratio is over 1-to-1 as far as alopecia. So the question is why they're not dealing with it. They obviously knew about it, so I don't know why they're not dealing with it.
I'll say the same answer I've said till now. I don't know.
We're coming up on something which may address it.
I don't think so, but we'll see. And for the Gemara, Eloi Tana Avbishi Evsher, Hava Mina Roiv Nashim Tachtin Asi Beresha. I would have misunderstood the Rabbanan. I would have said that the Rabbanan don't mean it's impossible. I would have said the Rabbanan say most women, if they have breasts, hatch they Cyrus. Umiyat Elyon Asi Beresha. However, there's a minority that do have breasts before stay Cyrus. That's what I would have said. For a mayor of the time of the Chayes Lumiyuta, and Rameir always worries about the miyat. So he said, you can't have her have chalitza because you can't have her have chalitza because she might not have had Shnei Saris. Rabbanu L'tamayi D'Lechai Shlevi Yuta. And they said, assume the Rav. Rav have Shnei Saris, and therefore, she's fine. I wouldn't have said that it's an automatic. I would have said it's a Rav. V'hani, what difference does it make? Because V'hani Mili B'stama. That would work. You can assume that there's Shnei Saris. But what if you went and checked her and you didn't find Shnei Saris? So now the red light is blinking because here is a girl that we don't find Shnei Saris, and there are a minority that way. So now you want the Rav to tell me that it fell out? See, when you go by Rav, you say assume. Here the assumption is under a lot of scrutiny, if that's the right word. It's questionable. Because this woman, Lamaita, doesn't have Shnei Saris. It's at least enough to say, oh, don't go by Rav. You can't say Rav girls without Shnei Saris, it fell out. You can say Rav girls have Shnei Saris when they have breasts. But now we check this girl and she doesn't fit the majority. So, Aymer Maidele Rabbanon or Meir Dalyan Kadam. Maybe the Rabbanon agree. Kamash Malon, that's why it's important to say the Efsher. That it's impossible. Elovadai asi umenasru denasar. That's why the Gemara has to speak out. The Tzidra Rabbanan, it's not a question of majority or minority. It's 100%. There is no doubt. And therefore, since there is no doubt, she has Shnei Saris, and then she's a Gedaila.
There's no right or in Nashru either. I mean, Nashru doesn't have a
rive. No rive. There's no rive that Nashru.
Well, most women that have their hair would keep their hair.
Exactly. And this one doesn't have any hair.
So we say, Vadai Nashru? Why not?
Hold a second. If you have a 100% fact, are you in the Havamina or the Maskara?
A little bit in the Havamina.
So in the Havamina, Rav women who have breasts have Shnei Saris. So we don't have to check. Assume she has Shnei Saris.
She's of a meat, right? This one that we found.
But if we checked her,
yeah,
and we don't have Shnei Saris,
then
we would say she's from the Mia.
And therefore, what? The Rabban or Nachai?
They would say no Chalitza.
They would agree?
There's no Chalitza. You go Basarai when you don't know. Let me try to explain. Most animals are kosher. But if you know the animal's scrape, you don't go Basarai.
Oh, you don't go Basarai.
You only go Basarai when you don't know.
Okay.
When you know, you don't go Basarai. By checking her, you know. Granted, maybe it fell out, but maybe not. I mean, Lamaisa, you checked her, she doesn't have Shnei Saris.
So this makes the mouth of the
that would be the Havamina. So Kamash Malon, that it's Pagai. And once it's Vadai, if she doesn't have Tetzar, it's a Vela.
Even if you check, then you see that Vadai Nashua.
Exactly. Now, this might answer Dr. Schwab's long-standing question that Enochinami, a woman that has alopecia, we would go by the breasts, because the breasts are an indication that this woman had Tetzaris or had the equivalent of Tetzaris.
Physiological equivalent of being able to
bring forth. Again, maybe. Maybe that's that, maybe not. I have no idea. Because it's problematic. Because there's a Shailin Achrayim, and I don't want to go too much there, is what's the Siba and what's the Simon? What makes her a Gdaila? Age and Shtei Saris? Age is a Siman that is called Shtei Saris? So if we learn this way, we would say age is a Siman that's physiological, whatever the word is, physiologically, she has the ability to develop Shtei Saris, and that's what makes her a Gdaila. It would expand the discussion. Again, I'm just mentioning it. I don't know. I still don't know. I'm just offering. Could be. Dr. Ashi. Rav Nashim Tachtin Asi Bereisha. I would have thought a majority of women have Tachtin first. The Miyad Elyon. Vaidakam Ramei Ketanihi. Shmechayis Lemiyuta. She Elyon Boba Katnusa. His Chayis Lemiyad. That the Elyon came when she was a Ketana. Rabbanan Asli Basaruba and Rabbanan go by Rav. Hekam Shiyas Elyon Leboi Bedika. The Mistama Tachtin Asa Mistama the Tachtin came. That's only true by stam. But if we checked and we didn't find the tachton, and she's one of the miyot. Kamash Milan did not. Frank the Gemara. It's good according to a mayor. I can say pshat that there are women that develop breath before state saras. I know the sib. Shadayim nachainu. Talking about Klal Yisrael B'Yitzias Mitzrayim, and it's giving physical signs of a girl to say Klal Yisrael's readiness for Gula. Says Shadayim Nachaynu Usarech Tzameach, your breasts were prepared and your hair had grown. So because that's the order, it could happen that way. And the Rabbanan Ibchami Bayalei, but according to the Rabbanan, 100% of the time the hair will grow before the breasts. So it should say Usarech Tzameach Ushadayim Nachaynu. The pasuk is saying the breasts are prepared. That tells us that you had hair. Rashi, shadayim nachaynu v'hader sarach tzemeach, and then your hair grew. Alma elyon zimnim nekadem. So we see from the pasuk that it could happen the other way. Zog de gemar vayter bishloy milre meyer haynu dechsev. Okay, the pasuk is referring to Klal Yisrael receiving Musar about Avodah Zarah. They're receiving Musar about the fact that they serve Avodah Zarah. And the pasuk seems to be connecting it. I wouldn't use the word blaming it, maybe even the word blaming, but for sure connecting it to the fact that in Mitzrayim they served Avodah Zarah. And even though the pasuk says over there in Yecheskel that they got Musar in Mitzrayim not to serve Avodah Zarah, but it seems that they served Avodah Zarah. So the pasuk seems to be connecting the Avodah Zarah of later years to the Avodah Zarah in Mitzrayim. And it compares the Avodah Zarah in Mitzrayim to a relationship of man and woman. That's how it compares. For some reason, I don't know Navi, and I wouldn't comment without knowing what I'm talking about, the pasuk seems to compare Klal Yisrael serving Avodah Zarah as an infatuation, if that's the right word, with a Gaisha man. So it says, Basais Mitzrayim Dadayach, when the Mitzrim played with your breasts, the man, how do you pronounce the word? I don't have it here. What?
Shaday.
Shaday Narayach, in order to be Mizana with when you are a youth. It makes it sound. Let me just answer him, because if not, he won't know what to do with himself. In order to be able to be mezana with you when you become a Nara. So it's mashma, they played with the breasts before she became a Nara. again, it's a muscle, for lack of a better word. It's a, the Chayra is being Madama, the Aveda Zara. It means that they enticed you for Aveda Zara in order you should become an Aveda Zara. And it uses the fact they played with your breath so they can have relationships with you when you get older. So we see that the older, becoming a Nara, Shnei Narayach, happens after Asayis the Dayach. There's breaths to play with before there's Naras. That's what the buzzing sounds like.
The word Shadayim is also breath?
I don't think, what did he say there? Man Shnei, I don't know.
Naras.
I think it means throw. Rashi says it means throw. So to throw you when you're a Nara.
But
this Shnei is not Shadayim.
Okay, but I'm saying
this. Shadayim means breath, but this is not Shadayim. This is Shnei. Naras comes before breath. The pasuk makes it sound they played with the breath before she's a Nara. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, I don't know what the word is, Anev and Lisnoich. They both seem zos. When you become more mature, your hair was ready to come out, belotzeis, and come out, but it didn't come out yet. When it's going to come out, al mishda dadim kadmi. So we see that the breasts come first. Umayzdei, the mashma dadayin hoy lotzeis, that's vaitra. And for the gemara l'rabban ipchemi boyla, haki gomer. Ki even shabal dadayich, b'yadua shabal nirayich. When your breasts came, that means you were old enough for zanus. They played with your breasts when you were old enough for Znos. Now, Rashi is not Gairis Ribay Seba. Rashi has to my stay. So what is stay? Stay means it's coming. It's going to be sent out. And the way we're learning now, it's not being sent out afterwards. It's already there. So what is the word stay Nurayach? It should be Laman Nurayach. But what is stay Nurayach? That's how Rashi is Gairis. If you notice, if you look at the Rashi bottom line, my stay. Rashi doesn't bring down Ribay Seima my stay. He says, my stay. So what is stay? The Mashmada died on Allah says. Right? Rashi says, and my chat, we just said in the Gemara that it's indicative that it's there. So what is stay? And the answer to that is Kula Badadik Siv. Stay Lashin Shadayim. It means Laman Shday Nurayach. Not that it's going to come. Stay doesn't mean Hashlocha. Stay means breath. Like the breath of the of your youth. Laman Shnei Nurayach. Right. In order to the breast of your youth. So Rashi Kula Badadik Sevai Shnei Lashin Shadayim. So again, Rashi doesn't have the gears of Yibay Seima. Our gears says the first answer is there's no problem. It means it already came, and the Gemara is not inconcerned about the word Shnei. Yibay Seima, it means breast. It's a second teretz. But the way Rashi learned, it's all one teretz. It's saying it's there already. But then I would stay. Stay means the breasts of your youth, of your nairus. And this is what Hashem was telling Kal Yisrael. Ichrivu dadach, dadayach, when your dadim started growing, lo hadartabach, you didn't change your mind. Meaning, when you became a little bit old, you served Aveda Zara, and you didn't change your mind, you were given Musar. Ishtadi dadayach, and they got bigger, right? You still didn't change your mind. So there's two stages of breath. There is the stage of Abachreis Tadayach, and then there's Shtei Nurayach, a higher stage of breath. But not that breath came after before Shtei Saras. According to this Pshat, the way Rashi learned one Pshat, it's talking about breaths only. It means there's two stages of development of breath, and you played with the Mitzvah the whole way, which is a nice way of saying you served Aveda Zara all the time. And again, the pasuk is using this as a simon of Aveda Zara. Rashi, Ichrefuk Shesgilu Legadol VeLakoitz started growing. Lakoitz comes from the word Uketz. I don't know what the exact translation is. Uketz might be a whatever the Uketz of a fruit is. The bottom is called the Uketz. The Lakoitz means to develop a, I guess, a protrusion or looks like an Uketz. Ishtadu Gedaylus called Tzarchan Kishadayim Gemurim. That's one shot. Lashon Achar, Ichrefu. Now, see, Rashi is bothered with the first shot. I mean, why would you change your mind when your breasts grow older? If anything, the Yetzer Hara is stronger. The answer is, now Rashi's second shot is, Yichrufu nafchu mimiyetz Mitzrayim, kelem l'kitz al yadam. Meaning, your breast got swollen from them already. Meaning you were hurt by the Mitzrayim. And you still didn't change your mind. Ishtadu means yavshu, zayitz matzatzu. Meaning, the pasuk is saying, when your breast got swollen, you didn't change your mind. And when they dried out, you didn't change your mind. Meaning, you were suffering under the Mitzrayim, and you were still serving the Mitzrayim. So, according to this chat and the words, it means, not that I pick sides in Rashi, but it means that Hashem was telling them, you suffered under the Mitzrayim, and you still served Abed Azar. And then you suffered more under the Mitzrayim, and you still served Abed Azar.
Is that a surprise?
What?
Is that a surprise?
Well,
you served Abed Azar under the Mitzrayim?
Again, that's a sugya in Yecheskel that Klal Yisrael served in the time. Hashem is telling them, you're serving Abed Azar now like you served Abed Azar then. And in the going to the second shot, he's saying you would think that when you suffer, you would leave them, the Abed Azar, and not follow them. And you went and followed them, even though when they suffered, they hurt you more. What? Could be. Exactly my right. The kula amah miyatachtin samchinan. But everybody holds that what makes a woman a gdaila is the tachtin. Everybody holds that way. Remeir just said you can have elyon without tachtin, and Rabbanan say no, you can't. But everybody agrees what makes the woman gdaila is the shnei saris. Minalan. How do I know? Amar Yud Amar Rav Chinkanin Rebbe Bishmo Amar Kro Isha Yisha Kiyasim Kolchata Sa'adam. A man or a woman who does any sin, Hishva Katzim Yisha Liyishlocha Inchisha B'Tayra. The Torah equates a woman and a man as far as their obligation to keep all the lavin in the Torah. It doesn't mean mitzvah saseh here. Einchim means all the lavin in the Torah, all the negatives. Now, the Torah equates them. So it's equating them in the sense that they're both responsible, but it's also equating what makes an ish and what makes an isha. Ma ish b'simen echad, a man doesn't have change of breath as a simen of godless. So what counts by a woman is one, not two. You don't need breath, even though there is a physical change of breath. That's not the determining factor. Frank de Gemara
Ve Ema Hoya.
I can't hear you.
The simen by ish is stay sarah.
Correct.
The woman has
stay sarah.
If they had the same thing, stay sarah,
I'm not following you. What makes a woman a gdaila? That she develops Dvei Saras at the age of 12. Practicing my Vemayayayayay. Granted that a woman only needs one, maybe either of the ones. Meaning a winter mayor who says it's possible. So maybe what makes her a gdaila is the breast as well. Dr. Gemara Ke'ish, Ma Ish Tachtim Loyoyan, Abisha Tachtim Loyoyan. A man only has Shnei Saras. A woman has the same thing as a man. Even though she does have another physical change, that's not what makes her a gdaila. Rashi, ish ein bei siman elyon, she ein bei siman dad de mishtanim, his breasts don't change. That is my right to tanya nam yehoki, who emmer of lezer berb tzadik. Kachoy mefarshim be Yavna. Do'amru. This is what they explained in Yavna. Kibin shabal tachtin, shuvay mashlichin al elyon. Once a woman has stay saris, then we don't care about breasts. So trashi tanya nam yehoki, da tachtin samchinon, that we only care about the hairs. Dr. Gemara Vayikra Tanya. Now, Tanya, Shimon Gamliel Leimer, B'nais Karachim, girls that live in cities, big cities, Tachtim Amar Lavai, Stay Saras come first. Nation Regiles Mechatzois, because they bathe a lot. People that live in big cities live a more, I would say, wealthier lifestyle. I didn't say they were wealthier. They lived a lifestyle that allowed for things that in the little villages they didn't have. And one of them was the availability of bathhouses. So they bathed a lot. And the bathing a lot created these two hairs to come out earlier, meaning as soon as she's mature enough for that. However, in the villages, the girls worked harder. And therefore, since they worked harder, they're exercising their upper half of the body. They ground in a mill and they worked. Caused their upper muscles to develop and the breast developed faster. That means he's arguing on the concept that the breast can't develop before Shnei Saris. It depends whether they're in big cities. The normal woman in the big city will develop the hair first. the woman in a village, the girl in a village, because she's exercising her upper body, her body responds differently. Rich girls, their right breath comes earlier, because it rubs against their kerchief. They wear nice kerchiefs because they're rich, they have extra layers of clothing. It rubs against their breasts, their place of their breasts, and causes the breast to come earlier than it should. It makes it develop earlier, and therefore it can happen before tachtoy. Whereas b'nois aniyim, tzatzmoyom amar logoy, b'nei sheshoyvus kadim mayim aleyim. They're carrying water on their left shoulder. Why, I can't tell you, but they're carrying water on their left shoulder, and that causes the left breast to develop first. They carry their brothers on their side, meaning basically they have to work, whereas the rich girls are sitting around and reading a magazine. Except they didn't have magazines then, so they wasted their time different ways.
They're wearing their kerchief.
Right, Rashi. The Rashi, Shetaychnes Berachayim, Metaych Shemenida Zereseyim Tadir, they're constantly moving their arms. Mispashtim Dadehen, their breast expand. Shenishuv, Belaz Kamay Mitzvah Leshafshev, to rub. Afikasusan, Mafiris, it's like a kerchief, Usudr Vitaila Dadayimin, and hangs down on the right breast. Of Naitaniyim, Ainla Mafiris. Poor lay girls don't afford that. Agisheseyen Al Tidayan. Atzar tinaseyu, on the pasuk atzar tinaseyu, metagaminan al gisaseyim tisnatlon, you will be carried on the side. So we see the word tzar means, gisaseyim means side. Okay. Yes, doctor.
If you would like.
I can't hear you.
If you like, I can say that most people are right-handed. Therefore, if they're carrying a heavy burden, they'll carry it on their left side because that leaves the right hand free to manipulate.
Good bit. Thank you.
Right. And this is a
Sforo, or it's a... No. Again, this is not responding to the pasuk at all. They're responding to the facts. The Tanakam, the Chachamim said in our Mishnah, a woman will never develop breast or to have Seisaris.
This regardless of what, when they become Chayim.
Again, a woman becomes a dialect, say Cyrus, nobody disagrees. There's no argument about that. There's no question about that. And the Mishnah said that if a woman develops breast, the Chachamim hold it's indicative that she has say Cyrus. These Tanoim are saying, at least the first time they're saying, not right, not a Raya. Because in villages, they'll develop breast before say Cyrus. It won't mean anything in Halacha, but right. It's a physical fact. The Rabbanan said it can't happen, and they're saying it could happen in villages. Something I write to the Rabbanan, Tzad Smayel Kaidam, Tzad Yemen. By a regular girl, the left breast will be developing slightly earlier than the right breast. It's not true. Never happens. I had one girl in my neighborhood that her left breast started developing before her right. However, after a while, it went back to its size, meaning it didn't stay bigger. It shrunk back to the size of the right breast, meaning it started earlier, but then came back down. Rashi. Dr. Rashi? No Rashi. Tanarabana. Okay, now we get involved in Halacha. How do we know a woman has Shnei Tzaris? Who tells us? How do we know?
Well,
I can't hear what you're saying.
Doesn't Eisana mean the strength?
Again.
You know, it's from...
I know what the word Eisana usually means. So, in fact, I saw in the Masifta that says even though Eisana means really strength, here it doesn't mean that.
Okay.
What does Artsko say Eisana?
Original state.
Original state. The Masifta Bavarins it. Since Rashi says Eisana means its strength, here it doesn't mean that. That's exactly what it means. It doesn't mean that because it's saying it's going back. Yeah. Your question is true, and the answer is here it's different. That's what the Masifta says. It just interesting that the Masechta's broke it out, but I did see that in the Masechta's broke it out in the bottom, yeah.
It could mean it's regular strength instead of
that
super.
Rashi says he's lost in chayt, he's lost in strength. There's a Rashi that says that, I forgot where it is. Someone told me it's in the Shira somewhere. What? Yam chazalai sonai, right. Go back, Rashi says the chazkai to its strength. It's its original state, which was strength.
Was it lower and then came back to its
strength? It was dried up. And then it went back to its original state, which was strong, strong waters. But Rashi says, does say the word strength. So the Masechta Bavurim said here it doesn't mean strength. That's all. You're right. It's because it ends up being the original way, the way it's supposed to be. But Rashi does say the word strength there. He does not say original way. That's the way I like to turn around on Kohan Nivdokas, Nivdokas Apinashim. Who checks these girls if they have Shesaris? Women. Reb Lezer used to have his wife check the girls. Reb Shmuel asked his mom to do it. Reb Yehuda says, Misnah Perik Lacha Perik, Nashim Bait Kisaisim. Taicha Perik, Eina Nashim Bait Kisaisim. Now, Reb Yehuda's of the opinion, we had this Shaila earlier, during that last year, when she's 11, if she develops two hairs, is she a Gdaila or not? That was a Machloikas. Taicha Perik Kilacha Perik, or Taicha Perik Kilafnea Perik. We paskin that during that year it's meaningless. However, there was a mandiyama that said she becomes a gdaila. Rabbi Yehuda holds that way. Therefore, during that year, it's essential because there's no rive. Meaning, before 11, she can have all the hair in the world that's meaningless. After 12, rive tells us she has tesaris. So when the woman concurs to the rive, she's just concurring to an existing rive. In the middle of that year, the woman is creating a halacha. But the Queen of Yehuda, if the woman tells us during that year that she has Shnei Saris, she makes her a Gdaila. There's no rive. So that year, whoever checks her is doing much more than before that year and after that year. Before that year, if somebody checks her, I don't care if she has Shnei Saris or not, it's meaningless. After that year, if the woman says she has Shnei Saris, we say, of course she has Shnei Saris. Rive told us the same thing. So she has support. She's supporting a rive. And if she says she doesn't have Shnei Saris, it says, whoa, you know, let's take it easy now. We have to make sure now we can't rely that she's a Gdaila. She might be from the Miyat. Okay. But we're not allowing anything. We're not going to rely on the woman to allow anything. All we're going to do is be Machmer. In the middle of that year, it's a big nafkamina. Are we going to allow Miyun? Are we not going to allow Miyun? Are we going to allow Chalitza? We're not going to allow Chalitza. During that year, it's a determining factor. There's nothing supporting either side. Therefore, Zakrib Yehuda, Taicha Perig, Eina Nashim, Bait Kisaisam. She'im Asiyan Sveikas Api Nashim can allow marriages to take place based on a woman's testimony. A woman's not a kosher aid. She's not Eidus. We need Eidus. This is the Geya. Can she have Chalitza now? If she's a Gdaila, she can. If she's a Ktana, it's worthless. Can she have Mia now? If she's a Ktana, she can. If she's a Gdaila, she can't. Right? So what should we do? So we can't rely on a lady. Before, the lady's meaningless. After, if the lady says she does, we're relying on a lady plus a rive. So really, we're not relying only on a lady. If the lady says she doesn't, we put a hold on it. But what happens in the middle when she tells us it does? Are we going to allow Chalitza? The Tribune, we can't. Because the Queen of Yehuda, if she says, if it's true that she does, she did turn into a Gdaila. Because if you don't say Chaperik, it was Naperik. He says during that year, it's a good Simon.
So, why can't you do Chalitza then?
Because you're lying on a woman that she's a Gdaila. Who says it's true? Again, there's no rive. Kalacha Azman means that if she does develop two hairs, she is a Gdaila. A majority of girls don't develop two hairs while they're 11.
So how is it possible that she'll halachically become a Gdaila?
Two men see Shnei Saris. Either does or doesn't. That's not the question. Now again, so you'll talk about that. You'll say a Shia and how they see it. I don't know. But if they see it and they testify, she's a Gdaila. All Rabbi Yehuda is saying is there's no rife. Forget about it.
Right, only after.
At 12.
Rav is only after.
Exactly. Right.
But it takes someone's female aid, let's say, plus Rove. Rove is not enough by itself, right?
We always like to check. By Drabonim, we rely on Rove by itself. By the Deraisa, we want the woman to concur.
At that point, she becomes...
Not because we don't rely Rove on Deraisa, as we do all the time. But we also like to check when possible. So this is good enough to fulfill that extra check.
Is it correct to call this woman an aide?
Call what you want. Whatever she wants to put on her shingle, she can put on her shingle. I don't care what she calls herself. She's testifying that she saw it. Again, if you're going to start asking questions about a woman's status as an aide, I'm not going to go there. So you call her what you want. I'm saying that we believe her.
Okay. But this is the way we use the term. This is
not his term. This is Tavish of Erev. That's why I'm refusing to use it.
Well, we're using the term aid.
I have no problem with using the word aid. I just don't want to get involved in women being conscious in aid. That's all I was trying to avoid, and therefore I'd rather not use the word to get involved. I know.
Mr. Allen, if you look at, to quote someone here, if you look at Webster's and the second definition, you'll see aid as like
name. Yes. 100%. And if you look at trying to avoid getting involved in what you don't want to get involved in, you don't use a certain word. That's all. Words are very meaningful, and therefore I'm being very careful not to get involved in something I don't want to get involved in.
That's my wife, what she goes through.
Right. Reb Shimon Eimer, Avtecha Perik Nasim Beit Kisai San, because it's meaningless. Because he holds Secha Perik, Skilivnea Perik. So if a woman has a hair during that year, it doesn't mean anything anyway. Now, it does make a difference, and here is what the difference is. A woman that has a hair before she turns 12, that doesn't make her a Gdaila. It has to be hair that grows after 12. So if a woman tells me, I checked this girl at 11 and a half, and she had those hairs, and that's the hair she has now, that she's believed, because now what happens is she doesn't have two new hairs. We do trust the woman, Taichzman, not to make her a Gdaila, but to prevent her from becoming a Gdaila after 12, because she's recognizing these are the same hairs I saw 2 weeks ago. And 2 weeks ago, it was a meaningless hair. To be a Gdaila, the two Saras have to grow post 12. Or at the day of 12. If this woman tells us, listen, 2 weeks ago I was with her in the swimming pool and I observed those hairs and they're the same hairs that are there now, she's not a Gdaila. So there the woman is believed, but she's not creating anything a kula. We're not going to be relying on her to be make on anything. We're going to be machmer. That's all we're going to do. Now, let's do Rashi. Look, Rashi.
Shimon says that word, ach toich graf nashim boitko system, means we do rely on that.
I told you for what? For only for one thing.
Right. But that's what it means.
Correct. Correct.
He doesn't agree to that because he owes klacher.
So he doesn't rely on them because he holds it makes her a Gdaila. She has hair then, it makes her a Gdaila.
Those are good hairs.
You don't have to see it later. She was a Gdaila as soon as she had it at 11. Doesn't have to have it later.
So there's really meaningless.
She becomes a Gdaila, according to Rabbi Yehuda, when she has two hairs at 11.
How do we know they were there at 11? If we don't have women, we don't rely on them.
Yes, according to Yehuda, you can't rely on them because you're going to be Meku and let her do Chalitza, and we can't rely on a woman to let her do Chalitza. Two men see it, she becomes a Gdaila.
When they say we don't rely on the women, what halacha does that mean?
Don't rely on her and let her do Chalitza.
That would be a Kula. We don't rely, that's Akula.
So we don't rely on them, Akula.
Right, okay, so they're both really saying the same.
They're not saying the same, totally, it's only different.
It comes out Akula.
Again, according to Rip Shimon, a woman tells you that 11 she had hair, we rely on her. Because it's not going to make a difference now, it's going to make a difference when she turns 12. And according to Yehuda, we do not rely on her, because if we do rely on her, we would have to be Mekel, and we can't be Mekel. According to Rip Shimon, you can't be Mekel based on hair on 11.
What would be a Mekel?
Allowing Chalitza. Here's a girl, her husband died. She's 11 years old. She doesn't want to stick around now. She wants Chalitza and get out. But Tana can't do Chalitza.
He doesn't have a chashash at all that the hairs we see here after 12 were not good hairs. There's no such thing.
Why? Again.
Maybe she had them when she was 9. Okay.
Again. A regular girl doesn't have two hairs till she turns 12. And a regular girl develops hair at 12. So if you don't know, what you don't know doesn't hurt you. Now, by the Rishis, we have a check to 12. And all that check does is support the Rishis or create a red flag. That's what happens. What?
Red flag to say no means.
Red flag says, no, red flag says she's not entitled if she doesn't have Shteis Haaretz. But if she does have, it's not telling us something we couldn't have figured out. There is a rive that supports her. During that year, there's no rive. But Shimon says, there's no practical difference during that year. The only practical difference will be later, and that'll be a chumrah, so we can rely on them. Reb Yehuda says, I can't rely on them because relying on them would make it cool, and I can't rely on them lekula.
Does Rebbe know that the hair that you find before 12 has to stay with the girl?
No. He holds an 11-year-old that develops two hairs is like a 12-year-old. Just like the 12-year-old doesn't have to keep her hair, the 11-year-old doesn't have to keep her hair. No. She's a total gdaila. Taycha perik, lacha perik. If Shimon holds, it doesn't mean anything, but it doesn't mean anything is that it doesn't mean anything later on either. Because Cyrus have to develop when it means something, not when it didn't mean anything. That's a machloek, as we had earlier, Taycha Perik Lufna Perik, Taycha Perik Lacha Perik. Let's do Rashi. The Rashi Lufna Perik, Kainim Einis Nadarim. Before the year of 11, which is the year of Neder, Shafila Via Sumaninu, even if she brings it, it's a wart, Ktanahi. Makes no difference. They can have two heirs, they can not have two heirs. We're not relying on them. But custom the Haki Mahani, so why check them? Who cares what the ladies say? The answer is the Mishtakhani Gufari Lakha Perik. If at 12 the same heirs are there that were there at 9, I mean in Shumaninu. That means it's not good enough because the Mafiras will come on. Meaning it does make a difference, a chumrah. That at 12, if they say it's the same hair as we saw 3 years ago, then we won't use that. Well, lacha perik amin and shumaninu, ani gufay lacha perik amin and shumaninu, can partially come on. Well, lacha perik nami, I ami isnu, they say they have two hairs, ma'ami, b'cholza. The argula mavila, supporting a rive, it's normal for a girl to have it. V'yami lesnu loy memenis. If they say they don't have it, we won't let it do mi'an, the chachin and shamanashru. Because then they're going and saying she's from the mi'at. We're not going to say enough to believe them that she can still ktina ktana. We're not relying on the women for anything, meaning on anything substantial now. When the women tell us at 9 that she has two hairs, all that makes a difference, put it in your bank, in your memory bank, that if those two hairs are there later, it means nothing. And if the woman says at 12 she doesn't have two hairs, all it means is don't do mian. It doesn't mean that do chalitza, because now they're telling us there's no two hairs. According to Yehuda, if we would find it, she would be a gdaila. We can't say she's a gdaila, she talks like. It's a simon. Shimon says the Gemara can explain it, and we'll leave it for tomorrow, Matthew 7. We will continue.